Let's get on to our midday update interview here, huh?
Yeah, the battle of the slice never seems to end, Jeff. Every month seems to bring new improved crusts, more cheese, and some two-for-one pizza deal. Mm-hmm. But the big chains are fighting back in Washington against proposed menu labeling plans that would say how many calories are in that deep dish triple meat treat.
Here to talk with us in today's Midday Extra, we have Alicia Kelso. She's editor of PizzaMarketplace.com. She's with us from Louisville, Kentucky, which is home, by the way, of Papa John's and Yum Brands, which owns Pizza Hut. Alicia, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So what exactly is the argument that these big pizza chains, let's call them Big Pizza, that they're bringing to Capitol Hill today?
A bunch of them got together, their franchisees and some corporates got together a few months ago and formed a coalition of sorts. And it mostly it is in response to the menu labeling portion of the health care law that is going into effect pretty soon here. Basically, that component of the law is going to require restaurants with 20 units or more to post their calorie information on menu boards prominently enough so customers can see it. So the argument that the pizza segment is making is pretty much that they're a unique beast. 90% of their customers, it's estimated, don't even come into the store to see the menu labels that will be posted. So their argument is mainly that the component of the law is one size fits all, that they're different than burger joints, than, you know, donut joints, and they should have a little bit more flexibility.
Allow me to posit, though, Alicia, that perhaps the pizza joints are a little worried that a large pizza has a lot more calories than most people might think.
I can't deny that that's probably, you know, part of the impetus behind this. What's interesting about this, though, is McDonald's can make the same argument for a Big Mac. You know, I think consumers are savvy and smart enough that they know most of the choices that they're making at these restaurants aren't the healthiest some of the time. What's interesting about the pizza industry is there's another component, and that's the variable component. I think Patrick Doyle, who's the CEO of Domino's, once said that there are 34 million ways that you can order a pizza. So, you know, the logistics get a little crazy, the cost gets a little crazy, and their big argument is it's an inefficient way to spend money for their franchisees, you know, upgrade their menu boards when in reality there's no way of possibly calculating the 34 million, you know, different pizzas.
Well, now I'm thinking about this in the context of another conversation we had on the show today about high-frequency trading and computers that execute, you know, zillions, gazillions of trades in a nanosecond. Something tells me that 34 million combinations, that we can find a way with technology to compute the calories in a pizza that people order. Am I crazy?
I don't think you're crazy at all. You know, on the other hand, the menu labeling law, as it's written right now, those major pizza joints will only really be required to post calorie information of the offerings that they choose to put on a menu. So, you know, I could order the most obscure pizza, but in reality, it's not going to really be affected by this.
Yeah, I must say, just personally, I love pizza, and no calorie count is going to convince me to eat pizza or not eat pizza. I mean, I know that they're high in calories, but I really don't care if it's, you know, 100 more or 200 more. Let me ask you one more thing, Alicia, before we let you go. What kind of pizza do you order when you order? What do you put on the pizza?
I like my black olives.
Sounds good.
That's not just a black olive pizza?
That's right. It's just a black olive.
What do you have to worry about?
That's right. That'd probably be low on
the olives are high in salt, so.
Okay. You could do a lot worse than that these days, yeah. I think. Alicia Kelso, editor of PizzaMarketplace.com. Thanks for joining us on the Midday Extra.
Okay. Thanks for having me.